Welcome to 1-2 Radio, and you're listening to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar, and you're on 1-2 Radio. That's 1-2radio.com, changing the way we listen to the world. And tonight, my topic is spiritual karma, but before I start that, I'd like to mention the chat room, and that's an easy place to get to. All you have to do is go to 1-2radio.com, click chat, and you're there. And also, I'd like to mention, there's a new show on. It started this week. It premiered on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time, and it's called Awaken Your Creativity with Dina and Melissa. I did not get to hear it yet, but I am going to do one of the replays, so I'll get to hear it probably tomorrow morning early or something. So, but I just want to mention that. That is Awaken Your Creativity with Dina and Melissa, and that's at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Dana and Melissa at 6 p.m. Pacific time on Tuesdays. So, I'd like to mention that I'm a 1-2 Listen advisor. That's 1-2listen.com, the flip side of 1-2 Radio. I'm a psychic and medium. And if you want to talk, I'm usually on there a number of days during the week, usually 7 days on the average, different times varying during the day, that is. And, but anyway, I'd like to start my topic, and that is spiritual karma. And you could say with your soul, there's a time in your evolution for everyone. That means your soul starts to evolving. Your soul is always evolving, but other times it's more rapid, other times it's slower. So when you turn your attention to Source, God, creation, through your soul's involvement in the world, your soul is starting to grow constantly. Let me repeat that. When you turn your attention to God, Source, Spirit, your soul's involvement in the world, and your soul begins to grow at a constant rate. As your soul matures, you could say the matters of this world are less important, but we still have to be here. In other words, we are here for a reason, and since we're here for that reason, we still have to be involved in this world. Even though you might be more involved than your neighbor or your family or friends or whatever, you still have to be of this world. And that's the important thing, being of this world while you're evolving. So you could say you have your foot in both worlds. But the most important thing is to be grounded in this world, in this present moment. And by you putting your attention on Source, God, Spirit, that divine process that you say, and the divine process of life, your growth of your soul takes on a whole new different dimension. And this is what is usually refers to as a spiritual awakening. You know, all of a sudden, one day you might wake up in the middle of the night, or you might just wake up that morning, or sometime during the day, you might have a big moment, that epiphany, that aha. And maybe that's the awakening moment. Then again, maybe it isn't. Maybe it's an awakening moment that really has nothing to do with the evolution of your soul, but the evolution of yourself. Therefore, it has everything to do with the evolution of your soul. And as far as like awakenings go, as far as you awakening your soul and creating, how would you say it, that spiritual karma, the good stuff, some are sooner, some are later. So it depends on the individual and what you're willing to go through. You know, sometimes this is an uncomfortable process because as you start to evolve, things will come up. Things come up for a reason. And so they're there for you to maybe, if anger comes up, to feel the anger, then let it go. If joy comes up, enjoy the joy, but hold on to the positive things, you know, joyful, the loving aspects of yourself. And that's, you could say that's part of your evolution. That's part of your soul's evolution. And the next step is how to live a spiritual life in a conscious and direct way. You know, this is your spiritual quest. How do I live my spiritual life in a conscious and direct way. Okay, so if that's what you're going for in this lifetime, this particular spiritual quest, when it comes to creating what we want or not creating what we want, we are born with free will. And you say free will? Well, we can use free will any way we'd like to. And in the awakening process, when you start waking up from your long nap, that slumber, that your eyes are full of sleep and your eyes are halfway opening, as you awaken, it's your job to demonstrate the spiritual life in all you do. In other words, you don't have to be you don't have to preach to people. You just live your life the way, and you express the life, your life, the way you want in the spiritual aspects of who you are. In other words, you don't have to go, God bless you, and all that stuff. You just do it in your actions. You just do it in your daily actions. In every moment of every awakening moment that you are alive, you transfer the spiritual life to the world. And as you do this, the more you do this, well, the more influence you're going to have in this world, because you're looking at the world differently. You're not looking at it from maybe an ego point of view where, oh my, I got to get this or else I may not have this or it may not come to me. Therefore, I have to buy it now or I have to get the money to buy it now. Well, you could say a spiritual life is there's abundance everywhere. There's plenty of things around. There's always plenty. And by you connecting that spiritual life, you won't be so frantic. You won't be so rushed. You know you're going to get it, and you will get it, but you decide when you want it. If you want it tomorrow, that's fine. If you want it next month, that's fine too. So whatever that is what you want, you will have. It's not like you have to live a life of poverty with a spiritual life. We are here to be abundant. We were created to be abundant. So that spiritual aspect of you is about abundance. It's also about your job, your relationship, your finances. It's, and everything else in your life for that matter. But you're looking at it differently. You're seeing it differently because the way you express, you're coming from a spiritual point of view, not an egotistical point of view that I have to save myself because if I don't, I won't be here, or I have to do this, therefore if I don't do it, I won't get that thing. Well, in a spiritual life, as you demonstrate your spiritual life in every aspect of your waking moment, you're always going to get that thing. It doesn't matter. It'll come to you. That's the joys of living a spiritual life is your relationships, your jobs, our jobs. Yeah, let's go jobs. And your finances, they become better. They become instantly better at times. And as you hold this strong, you could say this strong spiritual path, you quickly grow. You grow faster. In other words, the more you live this life where you want to give to the world, so you make a difference in the world, you bring peace to the world, you bring love to the world, you bring your spiritual essence to the world, guess what? You are on a path, a quick path of, you could say, of joy, of learning who you are, who you want to be. It's also you learning more about you on the spiritual path than you've ever learned, let's say up to this point. Let's say you've tried to awaken yourself. You tried to evolve yourself, but maybe you did it through a different means, not the spiritual means. But doing it within a spiritual means, living your life with a spiritual twist on it, will give you more security, will give you, you could say, less anxieties and more security, and you are able to create what you want. Because maybe for the first time you're looking at it, you're seeing it going, well, if I have it this way, that means there's going to be plenty around, plenty of substance around. And remember, substance is always being created. Money is always being printed on paper. our coinage. It doesn't matter. Substance is always there. If you're looking for a home and right now you don't have the money, know that the money's going to come to you. You also got to work to get the money. In other words, you got to take action here too. But in the spiritual, you could say, in the spiritual essence of who you are, when it comes down to it, you're an incredible being. Your soul is an incredible place to exist. You are an incredible individual to bring change to the world, our changes to the world. And if you get a spiritual prompting and follow it, let's say an idea comes to you and it's a spiritual idea. Maybe I need to go to divinity school to learn more about whatever. Maybe I need to do this to learn more about whatever. Or maybe I just need to be with myself and accept that spiritual part of me. Is this your destiny calling you? Well, at times your destiny will call you. You will definitely call you. So it's also about you bringing balance to yourself. In you could say the spiritual essence of you. When you bring balance to the spiritual essence of who you are, you're bringing balance to all the other aspects of who you are. Maybe there's less fear coming through. Maybe not. And interesting, in the chat room, I'll just read this. If we live out of balance, out of karma balance, what if the person we partner vibrates out of balance for the relationship? How can we rebalance? Yes, that's a good question. Bringing balance to a relationship can be very difficult at times because you got two different opposing viewpoints. So therefore, a lot of times it's out of balance. But it's also you seeing, the spiritual aspect of your partner here. It's also you believing in the spiritual aspect of him or her. And you have these ideas that you don't have to change your vibration. You don't even have to conform to him to change his vibration. Just open yourself up to the relationship more in a spiritual aspect, in the spiritual manner of who you are and who you're willing to be. That can rebalance any relationship very quickly because once you bring in that spiritual aspect of who you are, it cancels out all the stuff, the lower mind, the ego. That crazy part of us says, well, you'll never succeed. You're going to have a rotten relationship here. You're going to have this. You're going to have that. So, by bringing in that spiritual aspect, that crazy talk goes away. So therefore, you're bringing balance to a situation real quick because it's bringing balance to you. And once you're balanced, your partner tends to be more balanced, more balanced in the relationship. So in other words, bring balance to yourself and then your partner brings balance to him or her. And thank you. it was another comment on the chat room basically is, wow, what a different view to think. Thanks for getting me out of my box. Thank you. Thank you for that comment. And you see, that's another aspect of spiritual karma, of you living this spiritual life is you start breaking down the walls that put you in little boxes, little places, neat organized spaces. In other words, let those neat organized spaces go. If you're a detailed person, anal retentive, that's the term. You still have to let those walls go. You still have to let those little boxes go. You still can have all the details, learn it, get all the details done, but you can do it differently. So you're not so confined. You're not so confining to yourself. So let me start this. If you ever get a spiritual prompting and I'm just going to say it's your destiny calling you. It's, this is your chance to really change your life. And it could change it in a way that you can't even imagine when you start this path. And It's also about you. How many lifetimes did it take for your soul to reach this place in your existence right now, in this present moment, in this present lifetime? How many lifetimes did it take you to get here? And what are you willing to do for yourself in this, for your spiritual essence, to bring more spiritual essence in? And what I mean is, things that bother you. If you're on a true spiritual path, you could say the more spiritual you tend to get, the less emotions have to play with your daily life. And what I mean by that is emotions, that literally makes you angry. That literally, brings confusion to your state of mind. And then when you say you're in that confused state of mind, the lower mind takes over, and then you start running amok, and then you start, being the person you don't want to be. Not very spiritual there, not very understanding, not very anything for that matter. It's not very good what you're doing to yourself. And it's also you about being ready to open your enlightened spiritual path. You know, like during these times, you know, because a spiritual path is enlightenment, but it's not heavy enlightenment. Enlightenment means, in my opinion of enlightenment is to lighten up, is not to take yourself so darn serious or take yourself so seriously. It's to be, you know, to free yourself. And this is one way of freeing yourself, is going on the spiritual path and finding out different viewpoints. Like, you want to read about a book about Buddhism, you know, about how they feel. What's their philosophy about a spiritual path? What about a Christian point of view, or a Jewish point of view, or the Kabbalah for that matter? There are many ways to get on to create a spiritual path. And you could say the more you know, the better choices you have. Therefore, better chances you have of getting what you want. And getting what you want through the spiritual essence of your true spiritual essence, of creating that perfect relationship, of creating that peace of mind, are letting go old opinions about your family that drives you crazy for the last 20 years. Or 30 years, or 50 years, or 300 years for that matter. It doesn't matter. And so this is important, you could say, to change your life. And as you change your life, and you know, the only way you can really change your life and create a true spiritual path is being in this present moment. Because being in this present moment, you have a tendency to stay with who you are. You're not thinking about what you have to do tomorrow or what happened an hour ago or what happened 3 weeks ago. You're in the here and now. The here and now is where you change everything. And here and now, as you begin your journey on this spiritual karma, you could say the spiritual awakening, the true expression of your soul. This is, you could say, the spiritual karma, the spiritual path that you are creating here is the true essence of who you are on a soul level. So therefore, you're showing a deeper side of who you are. You are allowing this to rule your life. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you're going to rule your life, it might as well be in a spiritual sense, the spiritual essence of who you are. And you could say on this enlightened journey, on this spiritual path, on this, this journey of enlightenment, you're going to find many challenges because remember, as you start letting go of the old stuff that is detrimental to your health, detrimental to your mind, detrimental to your emotions, you might feel uncomfortable. You might feel pain. You might feel pain in your physical body because a lot of our emotions are related to the pains in our physical body. Pains. And you could say that big pain in the butt sometimes you might feel. Well, that could be literal and that could be figuratively speaking. And on a spiritual path, there'll be less pain in the butts around you because you're gonna let things go. And as you let things go, you're freeing up your emotions. You're freeing up the mind itself, the mental aspect of your mind, and you're freeing your physical body of all these crazy, you could say, things that we've stuffed in our head and has caused our physical problems. Tension in your stomach, let's say. Your shoulders are always tight. Your lower back is always sore, wherever that may be. It's the spiritual path will allow you to release this from your physical body. And you could say the challenges are, it depends on the day, but go with the challenges because the rewards for you can be very big. Are you ready for, to create a higher life? To create something that brings you, no matter what is happening in the world, you can rise above it and you can make a difference for yourself. And when you make a difference for yourself in a spiritual essence of who you are, you're making a difference for the people around you. So therefore your influence starts to grow and your influence has, you say you're more influential now than you've ever been because people have a tendency to listen to you. They want to listen to you because you're saying things that you could say vibrate or ring to them. They are so happy to hear what you have to say that it brings joy. You're in this spiritual essence of who you are, you're creating joy within. And then when that joy within is expressed outwardly, there you are sharing a joy with the people around you. Therefore, you're changing their lives, whether it's temporary, whether it's permanent. It doesn't matter. But if you do it a number of times, you could say to an individual that you know that you're close to, eventually it becomes permanent. Depends on how quickly he or she would like to change what they need to change or willing to change what they need to change. And it's also you not following your spiritual calling. It's you being present with that spiritual calling that you came here to express to the world. Not, you know, you don't have to go out and preach the word and all that stuff. You do it through your actions. You could say that this spiritual awakening, the spiritual enlightenment, the spiritual karma that you're bringing with you to free the world and free the world. Literally, you're freeing the world because you're freeing yourself. And when you free yourself, the world changes. It doesn't matter what's going on, how good, how bad, how mediocre, whatever. When you start changing those aspects of you, you rise above the fray. You rise above everybody. And you can do this. You can do this. It's done daily. All you have to do is think of this. Think about the spiritual essence of who you are. When it comes down, you could say the deep part of you, that deepness. And spiritual essence is not a heavy thing. It's an enlightened thing. It's lighter. It's like air. It kind of floats. There's nothing to it, you could say, but it has everything. And just remember, as you express this spiritual path, you could say this path of creation, of being in touch with spirit, with God, with creation here, your choices becomes bigger, 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 and bigger all the time. There's no limitations there. Less limitations, the better, because the spiritual path takes away these limitations. I just want to say is there's a break coming up, and I will be back in 5 minutes. And until then, remember, there's only two things that really matters in this world at this present time, at this moment, the peace and love that resides inside of you. Be back in 5. We'll talk. Peace and love.
Welcome to 1-2 Radio. This is C.A. Brooks, host of Simple Tales. Stick with us. We're going to rock your world.
You're listening to 1-2 Radio. And 1-2 Radio listens to you. Call us now, 857-232-0155. Extension 870-303.
Fly. Really, fly. You've jumped from the airplane, your arms outstretched. You feel the wind on your face, the exhilaration of the free fall. And yes, you have a parachute, but spread your arms and fly. There are times when it occurs to us, maybe it's a thought or maybe an experience, but it occurs to us that we may be more than the prisons we put ourselves in. More than living to dig out of some mess or making a new one, paying some bill or dealing with loss, or more disappointment. There is a moment when we remember, however briefly, that we can fly. The 1-2 family and the 1-2 family of services invite you to jump, because we'll be here to make sure you can fly.
This is Jim Komar, your host of Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. Come join me each week for interesting topics and conversations. That's Pathways to Consciousness and Healing every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. On 1-2 Radio, 1-2Radio.com. 1-2 Radio, changing the way we see the world.
This is Mole Mama. Take a journey with me to my kitchen where I recreate some of my Sweet Mama Rose's best Mexican family recipes. I'll share the stories behind my grandma's magical mocajete, guacamole, crunchy tacos, mole, papas and chorizo chimichangas, kahlua cake, crack cake, and oh so much more. You'll also get to meet guest chefs as they share the stories behind their yummy recipes. I believe that food is the sixth language of love. And if you're like me, it's your love that makes your food magical. Tune into Mole Mama on Thursdays at 6 p.m. for all the fun and love. You might want to eat first, because this show is going to make you oh so hungry. Que Dios te bendiga, as my mom would say. May God bless you.
Peace and blessings. Life Coach Ade here. Albert Einstein said, "You cannot solve a problem from the same consciousness that created it. You must learn to see the world anew." Are you ready to see your world anew? Are you willing to let go of expectations and make room in your consciousness for a new reality? If you answered yes to one of these questions, let's work together through the magic of 1-2-listen.com, where we can illuminate the desires of your heart and make them manifest, make them real. And don't forget to join me every Tuesday at 7 a.m. Pacific to continue the message of transformation right here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you dance with life and the way you listen to your soul. Say yes.
The Tarot is a pictorial language and presentation of universal ideas and archetypes. A deck of 78 cards, it was at one time used to play card games. Used primarily now for divination and self-exploration, the Tarot contains symbolic keys that are unlocked during its use. The cards can access hidden information within the subconscious mind. The deck is divided into two different decks, the 22 major arcana, also called the trumps, and the 56 minor arcana cards. The minor arcana is further divided into four suits, similar to regular playing card decks. The cards reflect a collection of spiritual philosophies and cultural diversity, although the actual origin of the tarot is debatable. This is Nadia M. Rose, psychic advisor at 1-2-listen.com.
Would you like to talk to the host? The phone lines are open. Call 857-232-0155, extension
870-303.
Joel Goldsmith said, "We are that place where God becomes visible. Our source and that which constitutes us is God, infinite divine being. We are God being, God appearing, God manifesting. That is the true glory of our being. And that is empowerment." I'm Kelly Whetstone. Please join me every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific and get to know the real you.
Hello, welcome back to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar, and you're on 1-2 Radio. That's 1-2Radio.com, changing the way we listen to the world. And my topic tonight is spiritual karma, or creating a spiritual path. And one of the chat room, Michelle here, she put up a picture, and it said basically a spiritual path is not one to obtain, but of return. Okay. My comment was, we are always returning to our roots. And that's a good thing, that we are returning to our roots, because we were created. You could say our soul is the creation of spirit. Okay. So therefore, there's a big spiritual aspect there. So no matter how far we leave the spiritual path, when we return to it, we're just going back to who we were. And yeah, I definitely agree with that statement. I can't see the author. It's kind of hard to read. But yeah, I definitely agree with him. And as far as that goes. Okay. My producer Aday said that was Alan Cohen. And that I definitely, if you're listening, Alan, I definitely agree with you there. Definitely agree. Now, let's talk about what if there's bad karma that's occurring in your life right now. Bad. It's not good. Things are not going right for you. Well, that's personal choice. And remember, we are free will, and with free will comes choice. So if you're creating something bad and the effects are coming back at you and it's causing you pain and suffering, that's a personal choice. Maybe that's a choice you might look at. Maybe it's something that you're used to dealing with, pain and suffering. Maybe it's time to get back on your spiritual path and create love, create understanding with yourself, create love and understanding with others around you. That's what a spiritual path is about. And if you could say there's this opportunity, maybe you missed it, this spiritual growth in this lifetime. Well, you have all the time in the universe, and you have a lot of years left in this body. Just because you haven't done it up to this point doesn't mean you can start now. But I do have a caller. Hello? Hello? Norella?
Yes, I am. Are you alive?
I'm alive, too.
Wonderful, wonderful. If you're talking about this karmic part of it and stuff with what how my world has gotten rocked, is I feel that my whole soul has been shattered.
Mm-hmm.
How do I begin to put myself all completely back together?
You could say one day at a time, one moment at a time. And what I would do is think about, you said your world's been rocked, your soul has been shattered. And think about how you want to reconstruct your soul. Think about how you want to change your world, how you want to bring, you could say, contentment back to your world. I would say do this one step at a time. And if you do it one step at a time, it's going to make a big difference for you, and you're going to be back on your spiritual path before you know it.
Well, I've made leaps and bounds since the 1st of April. I've seen it. But there's just sometimes that I feel like I'm backtracking, which I suppose is normal.
Mm-hmm. And that can happen. You could say old habits will bring us back to our old patterns, but that's okay. If you recognize this as an old pattern, you know, like, okay, I can rise above this. I can do better than this. that's when that spiritual essence of you really come in and makes a difference of who you are. So you might just like say, okay, I can do this. In other words, be your own cheerleader and prompt yourself to go, yes, I can make a difference, and I make a difference for me. My world becomes better. The true essence of who I am will shine like the light of who you are.
Very well put.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And, you know, I would say, Norella, all you have to do is just, you know, you could say the biggest thing right now that bothers you, work on that. Just work on the most annoying thing in your life that you need to get rid of. And then when you get rid of that, work on the next thing. And get rid of all these annoyances and crazy, you could say the craziness in your life. You'll be back on your path before you know it. And if you stay on this path and you get off this path, you can get back on it. It's like riding a bike. You don't forget. It's always in your memory.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. And thanks for calling. I appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. It's always a pleasure.
You have a good evening.
Have a great weekend and enjoy Mother's Day.
Thank you. You also.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So.
All
so
right. Thanks, Jim.
Yes, you're welcome. So here we are talking with Norella and her ups and downs. We all have our ups and downs, but we can easily get back on that path of enlightenment. Because when you're on that path of enlightenment, those things that you could say are make you crazy will not make you crazy. Just a different viewpoint, just a different aspect. And like I was saying, it's like, okay, if you're creating bad karma, you're creating bad things. Let's say you're robbing people, you're stealing things. Well, that's creating bad things. It's not like you missed this opportunity. You're just delaying this opportunity for spiritual growth. And it's you remembering that you will return in future lives to complete these tasks too. How far you get in this lifetime, there's always more to go. So just know that. So with each lifetime, you could say spiritual karma grows. Spiritual karma tends to get not more intense, but just more of it. And the intensity is what you put into it. So like I said before the break, I said you don't have to convert people to believe in what you believe. On a spiritual path is you live that path and everyone realizes what you believe. Therefore, the influence you have is subtle and powerful. Therefore, you change it without forcing people your views down their throat. And they might get offended or whatever. Well, everyone gets offended these days, so it doesn't matter. You know, that's a crazy world we live in. Did I just offend someone by saying that? That was supposed to be funny, by the way. And it's also about you learning how to incorporate the spiritual life into your daily life. Like, just being in a space of love, being in a space of joy, and expressing that every time you speak, every time you send thoughts out to people around you. And for some people might have to take dramatic action, you know, like to really change it. Some become, you know, holy people. They become priests. They become ministers. They become so forth and so on. Rabbis, whatever, it doesn't matter. But that's their spiritual path. And for them, that's a good spiritual path, but it's different for everybody. And you could say for these people, is worldly goods important on a spiritual path? Well, yeah, you need to eat. You'd still need a bed under your, you know, to lay down in at night, a comfortable bed. And, you know, it's, well, let me talk about this. This is about Buddha. You know, he came from a very wealthy family for his time. He was actually a prince. Okay. He let that all go. He let his wealth go and he created his spiritual path. You could say it's kind of like what Christ did in his time and what Buddha did in his time. He chose something different. Was it difficult? I'm sure it was, because when you start upsetting the apple cart and changing the way people think, you could say the powers, the forces of those who are in control may not like you. But that doesn't mean you have to get off your spiritual path. You can continue the spiritual path. And so it's also about you being fulfilled here. You know, you creating fulfillment as you create your spiritual path. That you feel like you're filling yourself with something good, as opposed to filling yourself up with something that is neutral, that is not really, that doesn't do anything for you. And it's also, at times, this spiritual advancement, this path of spiritual advancement is, you don't have to sacrifice everything to be on this path. You can live a normal life and be the most spiritual being in the world. You could be another Buddha. You could be another Christ. Did they change their form? They were in human bodies, so therefore they enjoyed all the pleasures of the human body, and also all the, you could say, the displeasures of the human body at times. So we still have to be here on this beautiful planet of ours, but we still have a choice to change the world through our spiritual awakening and bringing in that spiritual karma of previous lifetimes that allowed you to advance. And to advance even more, every moment. Like I said, if you want to change the future, if you want to change your spiritual path, you don't like the path you're on, you want to create a spiritual path, do it in the present moment now. Because when you do it in the present moment, it changes everything. And also, there's this aspect, spiritually. We are all equal. It doesn't matter whether we're black, white, green, orange, from China, from the United States, from Great Britain, wherever you're from, it doesn't matter. Spiritually, we are all equal. We are all equal in God's eyes. We are all equal in our eyes. But you could say our lower minds are always saying that, you can't like this guy because he or she's different from you. Well, screw that stuff. That's all ego talk. The spiritual talk is we are all equal. We are all equal in God's eye. Doesn't matter what color, what race you are, what religion you follow, or no religion for that matter. You could be an atheist and still create a spiritual path. But, well, is that an oxymoron? It is, because you're connecting to God in a spiritual path. So and if you're listening to this show, most likely you do believe, but you may not believe. But think about it too. Just think about it. And on this path, what are you destined to reach in this life? Think about that. When you create this path, what is your destiny? What are you able to reach in this life? What are you able to be in this life? And Elizabeth here says, yes, people are so damn sensitive. They are. People get so offended easily because it's all about the lower mind. It's all about, like, poor me, because I'm this. I don't have that. He has more money, or she has better looks, or whatever. On a spiritual path, none of that matters, because on a spiritual path, you can create more money in your life. You can create better feelings about how you look. Are better feelings about how you feel about yourself. As you evolve on these spiritual planes with inside of you, because there's many planes. And as you evolve on these planes, it's your destiny, you could say, for planning a life of a true spiritual life, of a true spiritual being that you are. And let's see. There's a comment here. I am challenged. I am having challenges to work with one person. I feel her aggression against me, but I choose to be happy, not to worry about it. And that's beautiful, because Liliana, by doing that, you are rising above. you could say your lower mind, and you're creating something wonderful. You're actually changing the relationship. Despite her, the relationship is changing because you already created the change with inside of you. And that is a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful thing, because in order to change your world, you change the inside. And this is a particular coworker, her aggressive behavior and all that, by you saying, I'm not going to take this as aggression. I'm going to take this as her, that's her personal problem, but I'm not going to say it's aggression towards me. I'm going to send her love. I'm going to make a difference for her. I'm going to make a difference for myself. So it's important. It's important that when you create this spiritual path, that when these things come up, they're there for a reason. They're there for you to become more spiritual, to become less intense, less, you could say, less affected by people's crazy feelings and emotions. A true spiritual person would look at a coworker who is aggressive towards him or her and say, what the hell, what the bleep is your problem? Well, a true spiritual person would say, that's not my problem, that is your problem. And I'm going to send you my spiritual aspects to you. In other words, your spiritual aspects would be giving her joy, sharing love and joy with her. And that could be hard, depending on what went down in previous times, or a year ago, or a month ago, or a day ago. But by you rising above this, you are truly, you could say, you are truly awakening from a long, long sleep. And you got to look at this as a natural process of growing. It's a very natural way of growing. And also, you know, like I said earlier, if you have a life where you're just putting out bad karma, negative stuff, you're doing harm to people, you're not doing good for the world, well, that will come back and bite you in the butt. Just know that. You know, the old saying, what comes around goes around, karma. Well, that is so true. But the same thing is true when you're on your spiritual path. That's going to come around and come back at you 1,000-fold. But it's going to be good. It's going to be loving. It's going to be caring. It's going to be life-changing. And consider this. You got to consider yourself like the stock market. One day it's up, the next day it's down. And that's how we are as human beings. One day we always can't be happy and joyous. So one day we might just be melancholy. We might be in that melancholy state and we're not feeling the most positive. But by you tapping into that spiritual essence of yourself in those times, you can easily erase that melancholy feeling, the feelings, you know, that like the world's against me, whatever you're feeling, or are my coworkers a total idiot? Well, your coworker might be a total idiot, but it doesn't matter. You can rise above that idiot coworker of yours, and you can create something wonderful between the two of you. That is a true spiritual path. What if your worst enemy becomes your best friend? That is truly a spiritual event worth noting. And the question is, what happens if you get a number of lives and you gain this spiritual ground, you gain this spiritual power? Let's say you have a lifetime where you go crazy. And you say, and the previous lifetime, you were being so spiritual, you know, but this lifetime it's sex, drugs, and rock and roll, baby. We're going to party on or whatever. Well, in that lifetime, you're going to lose some, you could say, the spiritual aspects that you've gained, but you can easily retrieve that and gain that back. So it's not gone forever. Nothing is forever. The universe is in constant change, and so are you in constant change. Are you ready to walk a spiritual path? Are you ready to create the true spiritual being that you came here to be, to make a difference for yourself? Because a spiritual being makes a difference for him and herself, and that is reflected to the outside world. And you could say the gifts of the universe comes back to you 1,000-fold. And we all make our mistakes. I make them every day. That's, I'm an imperfect being. But I just accept them for what I did or what I didn't do right. And I don't, you could say, think about it too long because I want to move on to the next thing in my life. I don't let that stop me from moving forward. In other words, if you made a mistake today, like I said, I make a few every day, sometimes more and some days, sometimes less. But by me not holding on to that, I'm rising above it. Therefore, I'm on a spiritual path. Are you ready to rise above your, you say your frailties are your disgusts are your, you know, are your issues or problems that tend to like keep you stagnant? Or if you are, then you're ready to open your spiritual path. Then you're ready to create spiritual karma. Then you're ready to change your world. And then you're ready to be your true self. Express the true expression of who you are in a spiritual path is you're expressing your soul self. So you're actually expressing the true essence of who you are on a deep spiritual level, on a deep soul level. And it's also about you allowing that to happen. And when you constantly walk this spiritual path, it's a conscious effort on your part. You're earning the best karma. Every day we create karma, good karma, bad karma, depending on our thoughts, our emotions, how we speak to people and everything else. But by you taking a conscious walk on this, you could say, this path of spirituality, the path of learning about spirit, God, how he, she, they relate to you, then you're doing something. You could say you're living harmony, you're living in harmony, you're living in harmony, and you're living the nature of your divine self. And also, you could say you're accountable, you could say you can be accountable for misleading anybody, your soul or anyone else's soul, or you could say misleading individuals in this present day, in this present moment. It's, you could say you are every time you take one step higher on the rung of a ladder, guess what? That you could say you're no longer accountable. You're more honest. You're more open. You're not telling the world how wonderful you are and how spiritual you are because you live it by example. You could say your power, your glory, you're living fully in your power, and you could say the glory of creation itself. And when you live in the glory of creation itself, there's nothing you can't have. And by you creating this spiritual path and creating good spiritual karma, and so you have a setback in one lifetime. But in another lifetime, you might take 100 steps forward. So just know that. It doesn't matter. And it's also about you. You don't take things for granted. Your gifts, your talents. That is spiritual karma. You take nothing for granted. You take it as if it's going to be your last breath, your last moment. Therefore, you're going to leave a positive impression always. It doesn't matter. And this is about fulfillment of your life. But my show is over, and I want to thank all the beautiful men and women listening tonight. My caller, Norella, thank you. And I want to thank my producer, Ade. And remember, this spiritual path is not as hard as you think it is. All you have to do is just be it. Be it. You don't have to think anything else. You don't have to be anything else. Just be your loving, kind, and gentle self. So remember, despite what's going on around you in this world, peace and love. That's all that exists. And until next week, peace and love to all. Have a great week ahead, and we'll talk again next Thursday at this time. Thank you. Thank you very much. Peace. Peace and love. Bye.